Well, he may have fewer reviews to parse because there are fewer movie critics out there these days. Newspapers are losing staff, so are news magazines. Newsweek just announced that 111 staffers are taking the magazine's buyout offer. One of the best known of those staffers is the movie critic David Anson. David Anson came to our studios earlier this week to speak with my colleague Alex Chadwick.
I think everyone's identity is tied to their work. So if you're leaving the place where you've worked for quite a long time, it is a loss of identity. But with you, it's a very public identity.
Well, that's true. But let me clarify a little bit, because I'm not actually leaving Newsweek. I've entered into a contract with the magazine to continue writing for them starting next year in January. Obviously not quite as often, but I will be regularly weighing in on the major movies after this new deal comes into place. So I'll probably be doing about a dozen pieces a year. So it's kind of, I think of it as a kind of halfway house for movie addicted critics.
You know, the New York Times just ran a piece this week saying movie critics all over the place are on their way out of newspapers, out of magazines.
There is a disturbing trend. I mean, as the Times piece noted, a lot of people have lost their positions just very recently, either through buyouts or they've been fired. But the general point is true. There is, obviously because of the web, the internet, it is seemingly becoming an endangered species.
When you see that media world changing, you sound as though you're going into it willingly, but willing or not, you don't quite know what the heck is going to happen and what you're going to do.
That's true. You're true. You know, I think there's great uncertainty out there as the media field changes so rapidly. And it really worries people in the movie industry. You know, criticism in terms of its economic impact on the movie business has very little influence over the big blockbusters, the big Hollywood. You know, it doesn't really matter what critics think of the latest Pirates of the Caribbean. But for foreign films, for independent films, for out-of-the-way things, you know, a review in a national magazine can really help and make a difference. So I think there's great alarm in the independent world about what's going on and the reduction of print criticism.
Here you are in the media world as a writer, covering another form of media, which itself is in great transition, yes?
Yes, yes. Yeah, there's huge changes going on, partly because of technology. Because of filming on digital, there's actually a lot more product because it's cheaper to produce. There's kind of an avalanche of independent movies, and it's making it harder and harder for them to distinguish themselves. The number of movies that opens week by week can be overwhelming. There are weeks when there are 17 movies opening in New York or Los Angeles, and audiences don't need some guidance, you know, which one is actually worth seeing here. And because those smaller movies don't have marketing campaigns and they, you know, see no ads on television, they tend, you know, they come and go so fast. It was brutal this year for the independents. There were very few movies that actually connected with or that found an audience. You know, it's brutal. So it's a tough environment for everybody.
David Anson, film critic for Newsweek, at least till the end of this year. David, thank you.
Thank you.